Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, loyal listeners and new listeners. Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening on this lazy cell phone version of our program. Just to bring you up to speed, I had the internet connection taken out of my apartment as a cost-saving measure. And for the last few weeks, I've been doing the show from my friend's restaurant, which is nearby, around the corner, actually, from my apartment. Tonight, I just got too lazy. I was at the library working on some stuff all day, and I had dinner with a friend, which is very nice. And then I came back and had some stuff to do right here at the old apartment, and man, I just didn't want to. It's cold. It's unseasonably cold outside, and I just didn't want to get bundled up and go outside again. So since I have the option of doing the show over this over the phone, I just availed myself of that today. So I hope you will forgive me for the slightly inferior audio quality. Actually, I don't know. I haven't listened enough to the old shows to know how the audio quality is. I have to presume, since the headset and the computer are much more expensive than the cell phone, one would think that the sound they produced on these little radio shows would be better. But then, on the other hand, you know, this is a new cell phone for me. I just got it a short time ago after I put my old one through the laundry. And so I've never done a show on this phone before, so I really don't know how it sounds. Guess I'll have to go on the archive and listen to it and see exactly where it is I stand on this equipment. And actually, you know, I was talking about the expense, I guess, these cell phones. I hadn't realized it until this last time when I had to replace my old one. That if you just buy a cell phone, I mean, if you just buy one to buy one, they cost several hundred dollars. You know, you only get the $59 deal or the $89 deal if you're buying a plan and committing to 2 years and all that sort of thing. I don't have to do that now because this is actually my daughter's phone plan, but it is my phone. So that might just have been the most boring 2 minutes I've ever opened the show with. That's probably saying something. Good evening. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for staying with me through all of that. I'm broadcasting tonight from Casa de Mudto. I'm here in my, I always say, new bedroom. It's not particularly new. It was always here. I've only just recently started using it. I should say I've been in my apartment here for about 3.5 years. I was supposed to be, it's a two-bedroom apartment, I was supposed to be sharing it with my brother, but he ended up having a change of plans, did not move to the big city. So I've been here by myself, and it's worked out pretty well for me. My landlord, who's also my friend who owns the restaurant around the corner where I am not tonight, made me a very nice deal on it. And I like it because it's not every other apartment I looked at was you know, the walls were light beige and the carpet was dark beige and they had a harvest gold colored kitchen appliances, and there's a very much a sameness about all of the places I looked at, and they come here and all of the rooms are painted different, very bright colors. The large bedroom, which is where I was living until very recently, is painted purple. And the small bedroom, which is where I'm living now, is lime green. And I don't think I've ever lived in a place that was painted quite so festively. And it helps me with my moods just a little bit. I do like it. It has personality. So I took it, and I'm still here. And assuming I managed to make it until, I think I probably already passed this line, but it's very close to being the longest I've ever lived in any one place as an adult, which is kind of hard to believe. It's like it seems like yesterday that my friends were helping me move in, Now, you know, 4 years, my God, pretty soon I'll be dead. Anyway, that's a cheerful thought. I'm sorry. I will be better because you haven't tuned in tonight to hear me be melancholy. You've heard me tuned in to hear me wax philosophical and poetical on the problems and the situations of the world. So I will try to do some of that as well tonight. These cell phone shows can tend to be a bit scattered because I don't have a computer in front of me to keep me straight. You know, something occurs to me and I want to talk about it, but I don't want to say something that's not correct. So it's good that I can look something up on the computer. Here's an example. Something that's kind of been on my mind. I've spoken about this before, is this basketball player for the Houston Rockets. I believe his name is Royce White, but I'm not perfectly confident in that, and it would be nice for me to be able to look up the story on Google or on Yahoo or something to make sure I had that right before I started talking about it. But I don't, so if I want to talk about it, I'm going to have to take a chance on being wrong about the young man's name. But I don't know if I want to. Well, I've already started. I might as well finish. The story. If you don't know it, or if I've said the name so badly that you just don't recognize it yet, he's a basketball player and he has mental health issues. I don't remember exactly what they are. Yes, I think he has some anxiety problems and so forth. But the thing is, you know, he's a professional athlete and he has, you know, trouble getting on an airplane. Sometimes he has trouble going, you know, outdoors or keeping a schedule. And for a professional athlete, these are rather major challenges. And the Houston Rockets took quite a risk in drafting him and signing him. And they had nothing but problems all year getting him to play basketball, I guess. And he's very active on Twitter as well, saying that, you know, the Rockets just don't understand his problem, they're not willing to work with him, and so forth and so on. And while I can certainly understand that, I think that the organization has a right to expect some work in exchange for their money. I mean, it seems... Can one seriously suggest that I have a mental health issue myself. I just went last week. I think I spent most of my show on it last week, going down and trying to get an appointment with a therapist, which I don't have yet, because you know I need somebody to talk to. I certainly understand it, and I lost a job over it. And while I didn't like the fact that I'd lost a job over it, I certainly understand why my employer eventually had to move on. You have to get, and they can't just leave the space vacant, or you'll keep filling on a temporary basis. And when we've passed the point where it's feasible that I was going to return, now I have no idea what the situation is with Mr. White, whether they're close to that point or not. What draws my attention to it is just some of the verbiage that he uses in his messages, which reminds me a lot of school kids I used to deal with who were on they call it IEPs, individual education programs, which are fine things. It's recognition that not all children learn the same way, and that we can get to the same point of using taking a different path to get to the same point. But in most cases, it worked pretty effectively, I thought. But I'm just talking about in my experience, two or three cases, you would find a child and or their parents who felt the IEP entitled the child to not have to do the work. They thought that being an accommodation meant that if there was an assignment that the child didn't like, that the child didn't have to do it, which isn't what the point is at all. The point is to find a way that the same goal can be met coming from a different direction. That's the way I understood it, anyway. And so reading Royce White's texts, and I feel, I mean, certainly I'm not a psychologist, but he did voluntarily provide these texts, so I'm going to analyze them. I wouldn't presume to do it if he had not voluntarily provided his own thoughts on this matter. I'm just saying the verbiage he uses is just so similar to the verbiage I heard from those other kids who felt that this entitled them to, you know, what I would call a free ride. So, I don't know. I don't know that I have a point other than that. It's frustrating when people use a good program for, I won't say a bad purpose, let's say a selfish purpose. Because it makes it harder for the rest of us who need these services, and people will look at Royce White and say, this is the reason why we need to just cut all of this stuff, and those of us who need these things right now can just pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. That's kind of my parents' philosophy. They're sort of bootstraps people. But anyway, what sort of, I mean, I'm sensitive about this because, I'm taking food stamps right now. I don't like it. I would rather be working for the money, and I will be more than happy to give them up as soon as I'm making enough money that I don't need them anymore. But it's a stigma, that if you're poor enough to need food stamps, then something must be wrong with you. I don't know where else to go with that. If you know where else to go with that, if you'd like to make any sort of comment on anything I say, you can reach me on Twitter at hashtag MudToeSasquatch. That's MudToeSasquatch. I've also got an email address, which I really need to start checking, MudToeSasquatch@gmail.com. And there's a Facebook page, MudToeSasquatch. That's, I could actually put spaces in between the words on that as a Facebook person. I don't really need to get away from Facebook. I mean, I want to check it every day because I give out that Mudtoe Sasquatch Facebook page address. I feel like I need to look at it. But I just start looking at it. And I start looking through it, and then I keep seeing all these things that just make me so angry. And I've made a rule for myself. I've talked about this on the show before. Made a rule for myself that I was not going to make negative comments, maybe not negative. I'm not going to disagree with, that's what it is. I'm not going to disagree with other people on their own Facebook thread. I'm not going to go and argue with someone. They post something, and I'm not going to post an argument with them on right at that thread. If I feel I absolutely cannot let it pass without some sort of word from me, I will post my opposite opinion, as my own status, and not call out the other person. I think it's calling out the other person that seems to be generating negative energy, which quickly snowballs. I start getting into a negative exchange with one person, then I feel I need to pick a fight with another person. And so I need to pick a fight with a different person, and before you know it, that's my whole day, going around trying to convince people of the rectitude of my own opinions and my own sort of worldview and philosophy, talking to people who just are not going to be convinced. They are kind of locked into their own way of looking at the world. And while I may not like it, There's nothing I'm going to do to shift it. It's much more appropriate if I feel I need to express it to counter what I've been saying in Facebook in some way. It's just more appropriate for me to post it as my own status and not and own that myself and not not to be accusatory towards someone else. Today, I broke that rule once. I'll own that. There were no repercussions as far as I know. But I can't say but, because that means I'm taking away what I just said. No, I accept. I did something I said I wouldn't do. I accept responsibility for it. The nature of the post, it was a photograph of a white American family, and the caption says, we're going to go to Mexico and vote in their election, and if anybody asks us for our papers, we're going to sue them. You know, clearly an attack on I guess you would say, I'd say militant Hispanic people who are agitating for Hispanic people who are agitating for immigration reform in the United States. It's clearly an attack on that. I have some rather subversive views on not really on immigration, but on the whole idea of citizenship. I think it's kind of goofy. I mean, why should my loyalty to a given government depend on the location of the piece of ground over which my mother pushed me out? I was born over this spot, therefore I am loyal to the government that claims sovereignty over that spot. That makes no sense, and especially since I really only have my mother's word for the fact that I was born in that spot. Now, I know I have a birth certificate, but as the birthers are fond of telling us, that's just a piece of paper and it's easily faked. Now, why would my mother want to fake it? I don't know. Why would Obama's mother want to fake it? I don't know. But if we're told, you know, we're going to say we can't trust our birth certificates, then do any of us really know where we were born? And if our place of birth is the essential element, how do we justify something like citizenship, an idea that this is ours by virtue of these things are all ours and you can't, it's not right for others to come here and try and take them. It's ours by virtue of the fact that we live on the correct side of an imaginary line. It's ours by virtue of the fact, it used to be, we're talking about our friends from Mexico, used to be theirs, and we took it from them in a series of wars in the 1800s and early 1900s. So, actually, I think the wars were over by 1900. But, ownership is a tricky thing. I think citizenship is even trickier. Understanding is what is needed. We don't need more rules. We need understanding. Why do people come here illegally? Why does that happen? Why are people just running the risk just being turned around? I've heard people whom I otherwise respect suggest that we should just shoot people who are going over the border. And my thinking would be that probably wouldn't change much. It's very powerful motivation that brings people here. We've done a lot of stuff here. We've piled up a lot of stuff. A lot of the stuff that we've taken from other people. But it's a matter of coming from a place that's I want to say a place of impoverishment. That's not fair. Not everyone in Mexico is impoverished. In fact, it's not even half of the people in Mexico actually live in poverty. But it's enough that it drives the flow from the place where opportunities are much more scarce than they are here. It is so much more difficult to do my show here. Because in the restaurant, I have to plug my computer in, I got to set up straight, I got to pay attention. And here I'm sitting in my bedroom. I just want to turn my phone off and go to bed and just forget about all this stuff that I'm talking about. I live, as I was saying, I maybe try something more personal, that'll work. I live in a small bedroom now. I think I started to tell this story, and then I got distracted. I live in a small bedroom now because it's easier to heat, and I'm hoping it will be easier to cool. The big bedroom was basically a refrigerator during the winter and an oven during the summer. For whatever reason, I don't understand why, none of the heat. I mean, I have a very nice furnace. It works great, but none of the heat from it goes into the large bedroom. Very little of the heat, anyway. So I was heating it with space heaters, which makes me nervous. Although I use one in a small bedroom, too, but it doesn't have to, it just doesn't run nearly as much. Smaller bedroom stays warmer. I'm hoping that it will be easier to cool in the summer. I know it doesn't take as much of a hit from the sun. There's more trees in another building behind because my the small bedroom is towards the back of the building. The larger bedroom's out front, the side that faces the street, and it just gets a straight shot from the sun for half of the day. Plus, just the fact that the room is physically smaller, I have a tiny little round one-room air conditioner, which I don't even know. I was thinking I was going to have to replace it last summer because it wasn't after the big blackout. It wasn't working. I thought it had gotten scrambled by an electrical surge or something, and I was looking for a replacement for it, and I couldn't find one that was that small. But eventually, it would start working again. But it would never. I mean, that room would get so warm, and then I'd turn the air conditioner on at night, and when the sun was still up, forget it. There was no point in even turning it. It wouldn't do anything. Once the sun was down, you give it a couple of hours, and that the air conditioner could pretty effectively cool about half of the room. So I moved my bed, right next to that window, so I could sleep when it was good. And I'm grateful to have it. There's so many. I visited Haiti. There was no air conditioning there. Lots of my brothers and sisters lived in obviously without the air conditioning. And I feel like kind of a wimp for talking about it, but yeah, I'm going to talk about it. What the hell. This room, I think I could effectively cool the whole thing with that same air conditioning unit, just because it won't be as hot in here, and it's a smaller room. So when the time comes, I will report to you on the results of that grand experiment. I also, obviously, I moved my bed in here, but I didn't move the whole bed in here because it's a bed that was in the first apartment I moved into when I came here in Columbus. The bed was already in the room that had been left behind by the previous tenant, and it's very interesting. I think it must have originally been a child bed, and it has a bookshelf built into it, which was really kind of nice. But it's been taken apart and put together a lot of times, and when we took it apart and moved it here. And I didn't put a friend of mine put it together for me because I am severely lacking in those kind of skills. It was very difficult to get it done. It didn't want to go back together properly, and we had to sort of improvise a couple of times to get the thing level and standing and so forth. And I'm not sure that it will ever survive another move, and I wouldn't know where to start anyway. So the bed frame is still sitting in the old and in the big bedroom. I just moved the mattress, and the old, it doesn't have box springs. It just, it has a piece of particle board that sat over the and a couple of wires that would go across the bed frame and holds it up. So I brought that particle board and the mattress and put them on the floor, and I didn't, it was kind of disconcerting sleeping so close to the floor. And plus that particle board against the carpet, that didn't seem like such a great choice. And I happen to remember that down in my basement, there's a lot of stuff that belonged to previous tenants, and there was a bed frame down there. So I rescued it, and I cleaned it up, and I brought it back upstairs, and now I'm using it to get my mattress further up off the floor. But the problem is the bed frame is the wrong size. It's too wide. So I have the mattress and that particle board kind of shoved up against one side, and then there's, it looks like, about 15 inches of empty space on the other side, which is, you know, a little bit dangerous. I don't want to forget that that's there and kind of walk around and then trip over the other side of the bed frame. So I've got it kind of up against the wall as best I can. But, you know, I look at it and, you know, this is my life in microcosm. I just putting together odds and ends, trying to make it work. And it would be so nice. Sometimes I think, sometimes I dream about, you know, have someday moving into an apartment that's all, you know, all modern and everything works. I mean, I had, Tiggy was in here today fixing my toilet because it was leaking. The tank was leaking. It wasn't a gross kind of a leak. It was fresh water. But anyway, you know, it seems like every day, whether it's not the apartment, it's the car, and it's not the car, it's something else. But there are times when I just wish for things, just one thing in my life that worked the way it was supposed to. But at the same time, I realize that I'm very blessed to have what I have. And the bed is, you know, the bed's a mess, but it keeps me off the ground. And that's really what it's supposed to do. Let's see. I've blown through most of my show. I didn't mention my blog. I did publish a blog this morning. That's on, actually this afternoon, and that's on mudtoesasquatch.com. And it was about, I guess sort of about dating, you would say. I've been thinking about problems, issues I've been having with the fairer sex. And one such issue was, I just think maybe I'm not fairly communicating what someone who dated me frequently might expect from me, since I'm not like other people, as has often been pointed out. So I wrote, it was actually going to be a serious thing, a sort of a meditation on what I would want a lady to know who was going to about to start dating me. But it ended up being rather lighthearted in tone. I would say that all of the things that I said about myself are accurate. I just kind of said them in a joking way. So, I mean, that's what's there if you want to take a look at the blog for this week and maybe have a check or two, maybe add your own thoughts to it. And it is a moderated blog. You post your comment and then I look at it. And I pass it on, and I will pass on negative comments as well as positive. I won't pass on hateful comments. I won't pass on, spam. So that's how that works. It's helpful to me if you put something in your comment that lets me know that you're not a spammer, or that you read the article. So, well, this has certainly been an interesting program tonight. I don't know if I can even remember half what I said. I talked about that basketball player. I talked about my room. I talked about undocumented aliens and a joke somebody had made about them that made me angry. It's late and I'm tired. Next week's program is probably going to be pre-recorded because I'm going to be out of town. So hopefully I will have, it will be much more slick than this one is. I guess it depends on whether you like the slick programs or whether you like these kind of made-up-as-I-go programs. So in any case, I'm out of time. Thank you for listening this evening, and please tune in next week. Bye now.